How good is it? The V8 Supercars, they've got a start line in place, and it is at Sydney Motorsport Park, June 27, 28. Fantastic that the V8s are going to be roaring around again. And a man to talk us all through it is the co-host of the Driver's Seat, of course, and the Supercars E-Series, Matt McKeldin. Welcome, Matty.
Hey, Sam, how are you, mate? How good is this? We've all got kickoff dates, footy starting, and now Supercars have announced their calendar as well. So it's golden times ahead.
Oh, Jesus. Young bucks, Matty, we love to date. We love to go out on a date, and now we've got a date in a different sense, and it is a fantastic it's a fantastic thing, isn't it? So the schedule confirmed yesterday. Talk us through what the calendar looks like. I imagine it's that we better suck it and see as the year goes on.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Supercars have been really open with that and said that, you know, everything that you see and read here is based on the advice that they're going to get from the health officials and all that sort of stuff. So it may change. But yes, we're going to kick off at June at Sydney Motorsport Park. They're going to be two-day events for most of them. So traditionally we'd be 3 days, but they're now going to go 2 days. Probably two big elements to the calendar that are worthwhile discussing. We've lost the Gold Coast 600 round, and we've lost the Newcastle Street Circuit. Both the street circuits take a lot of infrastructure, and of course there are a lot of people that live within the precincts of those areas. So very hard to do your crowd numbers, your social distancing, all of that sort of stuff. So they've come off. And just like anything, we love two of, and we're going to have the Bathurst 1000 on its traditional weekend. That's scheduled from 8th to the 11th of October. But we're then going to finish off the season back at Mount Panorama on February 5th to 7th, which is the traditional Bathurst 12-hour event. And they're going to finish off with a sprint race around there for the supercars. Oh. So we're going to end off on a high at Mount Panorama, which will be great.
We get a double bubble, twice as nice at Bathurst. Well, that's a silver lining,
absolutely,
if ever I heard one.
Yeah, no, look, absolutely. You know, Bathurst is still the race that, even if you have no idea what motorsport is, you wouldn't know one end of a race car to the other, you know what the Bathurst 1000 is. So to the fact that we're going back there, the drivers love it. We're hoping to have camping and crowds actually out at the October event as well. In fact, I think the word on the street is that will, in fact, be the first event where we're actually going to have major crowds allowed to come back and camping and all that kind of stuff. So that's exciting.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of talk about footy in this time slot on SEN and what how strange that is without fans. I mean, the Bathurst 1000 without fans, that's a different prospect, isn't it? Do the fans make that event?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I think we have seen in the past the Bathurst 12-hour event in its original heyday, or its original starting day back in February, about 10 years ago. There weren't too many crowds there at that point. And you're right, it's kind of weird. It's an odd feeling watching cars go around there and not seeing a bunch of guys and girls hanging off the trees with a slab a day each under their belt. When we get there, I'm really hoping that we're going to have crowds, because it certainly does add to the event. Look, Sydney Motorsport Park, you may actually be able to drive your car there, stay in your car, stay on the hill, watch the racing, and then leave. They're talking about that as well.
Right.
And then Townsville, which is a street circuit slated for August 29-30, they're actually talking about possibly having some smaller crowds there as well. So, you know, lots to talk about, but most importantly, we have a kickoff date, and we're all now focused towards that.
And as you say, it's changing so rapidly, isn't it? So at the moment, Sydney Motorsport Park, June 27, 28, is planned to be a TV-only event. What sort of protocols, though, fans aside, are in place at the moment, Matt, for the teams and the drivers?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, it's going to depend on each state government's rules, whether there can be 100 people or whatever. The reality is, inside a supercar team, you've got the driver, the strategy guys and girls, and the guys and girls that actually work on the car. Now, given the fact that there's not going to be any crowds there, all the PR people, all the people that look after all the ancillary stuff, merchandise, and all, they're not going to need to be there. So each of the teams is going to have significantly reduced personnel on the cars. We'll obviously need to have some officials there for each of the corner marshals. You'll also need to have camera crews there to film it and do all that kind of stuff. So significantly reduced. I don't know whether there will be circuits that you'll be able to, you know, have one garage with a car, then have an empty garage, then another garage. There are certainly some pit facilities that will accept that expansion across it. But yeah, again, I suppose it's a little bit like NRL and AFL. We'll have to wait and see. You know, we don't know. We'll probably kick off in Sydney Motorsport Park, and we'll learn a few things. We'll say, okay, well, we can't do that again. That wasn't enough people, or we really didn't need that many people there, so we'll pull these people back. So as long as the teams and the sport itself can work within the confines and work within the state government rules and that kind of stuff, I guess we'll learn and go through there. But as you rightly say, everything changes so quickly. I mean, in Victoria, you weren't allowed to walk out the door about a week and a half ago. Now they're opening pubs and restaurants and cafes, and it's all happy days again on the road to recovery. So who knows what will happen by the time we get into July, August, September.
Now in July, Matty, we're hearing the Formula One season will resume, possibly in Austria. Now when it does, Dan Ricciardo will get back behind the wheel of a Renault. He'll see out the season in one. And then, as we've just learnt last week, he will join McLaren, and Carlos Sainz will join Ferrari. The big question, though, is where will Sebastian Vettel end up?
That is such a good question, and I'd love to know the answer.
Oh, you don't have it?
On the ground, let me know. Look, all the pundits, all the people that are over there in the know in Europe at the moment are talking retirement, because how do you go from, you know, he's a multiple world champion, he's left Red Bull, he's gone to Ferrari, he's had success there, to really, he can't go to Mercedes-Benz. Red Bull can't afford him anymore. So he's going to have to come back down the ladder. So, and the only seat that we know at the moment is that's going to be available for 2021 is going to be in Renault, the seat vacated by Dan Ricciardo as he's going over to the mighty McLaren. So the short answer is, nobody knows, and if they said they did know, they'd be lying to you. But what's he got left to prove? You know, he's a multiple-time champion. He's raced for champion teams. He's a family man now. You're a long time dead. You're a long time retired. But, you know, hey, maybe it's time to spend some quality time with his family instead of travelling around the world with his hair on fire.
Yes, and speaking of Red Bull talk, that the Red Bull Ring in Austria will run the two opening races of the F1 season, July 5 and July 12. Hopefully that keeps tracking in the right direction and we can see F1 back as well. We love it. Matty McKeldin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and shining a light on the V8s.
No dramas. Have a great afternoon.
Matty McKeldin there, co-host of the Driver's Seat, of course, and the Supercars E-Series. And gee, that's been a big hit too, the E-Series stuff. Hopefully that can somehow find a way to continue when the real stuff gets up and going. We're here thanks to Illusion Gas Log Fires as well, clearing all current stock right now. Get involved, illusionfires.com. Back on the other side of this.